That's a motzi, so one of the evarim is hurting, central evar, evar shanashama tluyaba, in terms of Eretz Yisrael, so we have to be mindful of that. So the conclusion of our discussion of Mila, after we've established that the two different dinim, reflecting the two different brachos of Lamula Saben versus Alamila, as well as the Shita Sarambam against the Ravid, that only the father has the right to make the bracha, lachniso bibriso shel Avraham Avinu, is really reflective of the idea, as the Rambam himself alluded to in the penultimate halacha of Hilchos Mila, that there are two different goals. One of them is Lachnisa Riso Shel Avraham Avinu, which we call Mitzvah Mila. The other is Hasara Sa'arla, because Arla itself is Ma'os Nizganu Bahagoyim Shenam Arkichol Hagoyim Arelim. Final echoes of that, and then a connection back to the beginning of Sefer Ava. Of course, there are six different sections in Sefer Ava. There's Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Hilchos Tefillah V'Nesiyas Kapayim, Hilchos Sefer Torah Tefillah U'Mezuzah, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Brachos, and Hilchos Mila. And the Rambam, in his organizational genius, which is just one of his many forms of genius, is able to take us back to the very beginning of Sefer Ava when he concludes it, at least in my opinion. V'im hayu sham omdim. The Rambam says, this is the last chapter of Sefer Ava, Omrim Kishem Shech Nisata Lebris, Mivorech Shachianu. I don't believe that you can make a Shachianu on Hasara Sa'orla. I think you can make a Shachianu on Makiya Mila, which of course is Knisa Labris. The fact that all the Omdim Sham, react with this Kishem Sheikh Nisata Labris, Kentach Nisela Taru Lachoba Mazim Tovim, highlights the point that we were making yesterday, is that for the father, Mila of course is just the beginning. Lamula Liftoso, Lalamda Toro, Lasio Isha, Lalamda Umnos, etc. is essentially, it's the first step in the transmission of the Masorah, and that's what makes Mila both a significant event in its own right, but also an event with implications or repercussions that transcend the Maisa Mila itself, and even the Kiyum of Knisa Labris. And the fact that everybody has to respond, I don't think is merely just, it adds to the choreography, but I think it's two very important halachic dinim. Din number one is, if the whole idea is Knisa Labris, so who exactly, what covenant are you entering? So certainly it's a covenant to Bein Adam Lamakom, but it's also to be a member of the Jewish people. V'haraya, somebody who doesn't do Bris Mila, v'hu Arel v'mezid, is Chayiv Kares. So the parallel opposite of that is that when there is Bris Mila, what makes sense, as the Rav would have said it, for the covenantal community to celebrate. How do the covenantal community acknowledge, ratify, and affirm that an individual has joined the bris? By answering, by giving them call and response, a role in the process. Moreover, and this is where I think the Rambam very subtly connects it back to the beginning of Sefer Ava, Hilchos Kriyat Shema, so there too the Rambam gives a story of call and response, that there's some mitzvos which are so significant.
Tomorrow morning at breakfast, Ken Cayley will be presenting.
At the very beginning of Sefer Ava, the Rambam gives a presentation about a call and response, because certain mitzvos are so fundamental that they require us not just to perform the mitzvah, but to have a reaction to the fact that this mitzvah continues on. Of course, I'm alluding to in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, in the Rambam's presentation of the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, when Yisrael Hazaken, right, Yaakov Avinu, was Mishabeach V'Omer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vaed. When it comes to Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of course, in the choreography, we play both roles every single day. You can't be neutral on that. And that when person is Makabal of O Malchus Shemayim, and he's Miyachid as Hashem, Bashemayim V'Aretz, Ulechol Dalet Haruchos, and he's Marech B'Dalet, and he's Mat Chotev Bechas, he does that Chedasu Chedin B'Chavana, as we paskin, that is what requires Kavana. So then there's a Shevach that we all say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusel Di Olam Va'ed. Now we are part of this covenantal community, as the Rambam expresses in his own inimitable language, Mi She Omeid Imi B'Yichud Hashem. The covenantal community responds Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam. But at the very end of Sefer Ahava, Chusmila, we have that very same idea. And we see the bris continuing on. We see the covenant being perpetuated and transmitted to the next generation. One cannot remain silent. And indeed, Va'om Dimisham Omrim, Kishem, just as Sheikh Nisatu the bris, Kain Tachnisei L'Torah L'Chop L'Masim Tovim, that the Mesorah should be transmitted forward. And that indeed is a beautiful, symmetrical conclusion to Sefer Ahava, starting with Kriyat Shema, concluding with Hilchos Mila. One final addendum. Of course, we've been talking about the notion that Knisa Labris, of course, takes place even within those who are naturally born members of Jewish society. It's a small wonder that Mitzvah Mila is an intrinsic part of Giyur, along with Tefillah and, Kabbalah's HaMitzvos, many of the same themes, the Hava Mina that Karban Pesach should also be, some of us have been discussing, V'chi Agorit Chager V'asa Pesach L'Hashem, the Mechilta, Yachol Kol Megayer, should be maybe Karban Pesach, but it is, without a doubt, Mila is an intrinsic part of that. So here we have the Rambam's line about Giyur, HaMalas HaGerim Mevarech Barchat Hashem B'Genim Ha'achlam Asher Kishan Tzavet Yivanu L'Amulas HaGerim Mulhatif Mimenu Dam Bris Shel Malay Dama Bris Lo Niskayim V'Shamayim V'Aret Shenemar Im L'Brisi Yom V'Alay L'Chuko Shamayim V'Aret Lo Samti. It seems like an appropriate place to conclude. El Malay Dam Bris Lo Niskayim V'Shamayim V'Aret. You can't say that about every mitzvah. You can hardly say that about any mitzvah. But mitzvah smila, the dam habris, lo niskayim b'shamayim v'aretz, it's absolutely essential in terms of the very existence of the world. And we think that's because there is no mitzvah that perhaps captures that sense of avas Hashem, of willingness to go to the lengths that Hashem demands from us when it comes to mitzvah smila, accepting that affliction, accepting that inui on ourselves and on our children. And that mesiris nefesh, that willingness to undergo a certain degree of yisurin, itself justifies the world's existence. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for when he created the world, people who were willing to be avadayim. And what better reflection of avadayim than people who are willing not just to work very hard and to work very consistently, but even to suffer a measure of affliction in service of he who was borei Shamayim Va'aretz.